Hi, this is Mike of Wynn International Ministries. How are you and how have you been? Have you been enjoying our daily, weekly, or monthly content? Is the Word of God speaking to you in any way? I have found that God's Word is alive and active. It can help create something from nothing. God's Word can breathe new hope into hopeless situations and open doors that have been slammed shut for years. Because God's Word is so powerful, I wanted to take a few moments to share a short prayer with you that will help you deal with anything that you might find yourself currently going through. I have found that prayer is powerful, and even if the prayer I say for you produces nothing right away, the important thing is that the prayer has been set in motion, and sooner or later God is going to do something. Sooner or later God is going to fix something. Sooner or later God is going to change something. If you want a chance to have my prayer for you set some things in motion, listen in as I begin to pray. Dear God in heaven, the Bible teaches us that Jesus has said that the Lord is near to all who call on Him. The Bible teaches that Lord is near to all who call on Him in spirit and in truth. Father God, for this reason, I am praying to You on behalf of our followers and family members who are struggling with mental health, tiredness, discouragement, depression, financial lack, inadequate supplies, relationship problems, world problems, sickness, disease, or any other foul thing that they may be going through. Father God, I am also praying for those who are feeling alone or lost. I pray for those who are hurting, and I pray for those who need hope. Father, I am praying for them because they may not have anyone to pray for them. Father God, I am praying for them because they may be tired of praying because they either don't see any answers, they don't recognize Your answers, or worst, they fear that You have become silent, and their prayers are going unanswered. Father God, I believe that You love us, Your children. Father God, I believe that You want what is best for each and every one of Your children, even if they don't want it for themselves. I further believe that You are a good, good Father and capable of neglecting even the smallest needs or the smallest prayer. Therefore, God, I beg You in the name of Jesus to hear my prayers and respond and help those who are tired, disgusted, busted, sick, broke, lonely, without hope or without help. Father God, I urge You to send speedy help. Father God, I nudge You to open right connections. Father God, I petition You to solve their most challenging problem. Father God, instruct them on what they need to do to obtain Your answers and involve them in the process of discovering the solutions to their problems. Father, give strength to the weak, wisdom to the worried, provision for the visions, and cures for the confused. God, I implore You to send fresh new hope into hopeless situations. God, breathe fresh wind into stale circumstances. God, open, 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 open what is needed to bring visible help to our hurting followers. God, deliver them from their present troubles and help them see things get better. Help them to remember this prayer as the catalyst that set in motion what was necessary to unlock answers to their prayers. Help them to remember to put You first, God. Make them realize that problems are a part of life, but because You are with them, You can help them solve their problems and get to the other side of the difficulty that they may be experiencing. And finally, God, urge them to pray every day, not just right now, even if they don't see any answers to their prayers. Praying does work. And by praying more, it will continue to set things in motion so that they have a better chance of getting something, seeing something, or finding something. It is in Jesus' name I ask and pray, amen. I encourage you to pray on, go on and stay on with God. Listen, I know how it is when you have already prayed a lot and you still don't see anything. I have had this happen to me too, but I didn't let it get me down. I kept on praying and eventually I got some answers to my prayers. Just like I kept on praying, so must you. The reason for this is oftentimes, God's answers are wiser than our prayers, and sometimes we all look so hard at what we want the answer to be so much so, until we miss the answers that God sends. Trust that if you will take the time to pray, God will make the time to answer your prayers. Email or message us and let us know if our prayers helped you in any way. Email or message us and let us know if our daily content is helping you go on or stay on with God. Go to wendyevans.org and consider giving us a generous donation if you know that you read or listen to our content every day. Doing this will help us continue to help you go on with God,